tomorrow. Andrea Marshall is a trustee of Prime Times Kids Club in the town. Hi there.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent stuff. Prime Time, am I right in thinking I've had a share of the community chest in the past?
Yes, we did. Yes, that's right. In 2011, which was a brilliant sum of money that we used to purchase toys and equipment for the children, yes.
Good stuff. Remind us what Prime Time's all about.
Well, Prime Time offer a breakfast and after school club. We take children from Wareham St Mary Primary, Stowborough Primary School and Wareham Middle School for breakfast and after school. And then we have a holiday club open to all children ages 3 to 12 from the local area.
So this gives parents the opportunity to keep going back to work if they can't take the time off, or if they work different shifts, it gives the children somewhere safe to be while parents are working.
That's right, yes. It's a home from home environment. We have lots of fun things going on. We're a registered charity, a not-for-profit organisation, and we do lots of fundraising to try and keep the child care fees down as low as possible for the parents, because it can be quite a big expense if you've got two or three children, and like you say, if it's 6 week holidays, you can't always take 6 weeks off from your job.
So you must have quite a big premises then to fit them all in.
We have just got an amazing new facility, a new building. It's right alongside Wareham St Mary Primary School. It's a brand new building, and we've also been very fortunate to have a grant from the big lottery, the National Lottery Fund grant, and we've purchased lots and lots of new equipment, lots of outdoor toys, because we've got a brilliant outdoor area that they can play in now when the sun shines. And yes, it's just really good fun for them.
So are you going to be having a grand opening this weekend?
We are. We're having our very first open day. We want everybody to come along to see the new building, to see all the new toys and resources that we've been able to buy with the lottery and the community chest money. And we've got lots going on. It's going to be open tomorrow at 10 o'clock by Mr. Tom Lane, the Wareham town crier. So everybody's going to be able to hear that happening,
yep.
I hope. We're hoping for some sunshine. We've got lots going on. Adult tombola, face painting. We're going to do a balloon release, children's lucky lolly, lucky dips, colour your own canvas, and we've got an amazing raffle. I'd just like to say a huge thank you to the local businesses and attractions that supported us by donating lots of wonderful family prizes for our raffle.
Oh, it sounds like you're going to have a great day.
Just praying for the sunshine now.
Aren't we all? It must mean a lot to parents, Andrea, to know that because you feel guilty enough about going to work full time, don't you, when you've got little ones, but to know that there's somewhere that they're enjoying and that they're having fun and that they're being looked after, it must mean a lot.
Oh, it does, yes. I'm a mum of two small children, and when I go to pick them up, I do feel guilty that they've been there some days when I've had to work, but they normally don't want to come home. They're playing with their friends. We've got a magnificent role play area now, and they're all dressing up and playing games and all sorts of things.
It sounds like you're going to have a great day, and I'm really thrilled to know that it's expanding and going from strength to strength. Well done, you.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for your time today. Have a great day tomorrow. Andrea Marshall is a trustee of Prime Times Kids Club in Wareham. Prime Time have had some money from the community chest in the past to buy new toys and games and equipment. They do a great thing in offering parents and carers the opportunity to send the children along to a place that they enjoy and a place that they have fun and that they're looked after and cared for whilst they're out doing the work things and the different bits and bobs that they've got to do. So it sounds like the kids have a great time there, and they are having an official opening of their new premises tomorrow. That's Saturday the 11th between 10 and 12. The town crier is going to be there. If you're a fan of the Cherries, there might be something in the raffle that you'd be interested in. That's all I'm going to say.
Happening in the South.
BBC Radio Solent.